So on this Cyber Monday, after you do your online shopping, probably at your work computer where half of it is done, you will pay your taxes on your state income tax return, right? On that little line where it asks if you bought things online, right? Probably not. But states, which are losing tax revenue, are fighting back. Now, a reminder, according to a 1992 Supreme Court ruling, states can only charge sales tax on internet sales if companies have a presence in the state. Well, this year, some states are doing just that. Michelle Quinn is with Politico. Michelle, brick-and-mortar retailers are saying it's just not a fair playing ground if internet retailers don't get taxed, right?
The stores on your streets and your neighborhoods have been complaining for years that internet-only competitors have been offering discounts for the same product because they do not collect sales tax.
Right.
In a lot of states, they have let the law keep on existing because the idea was, hey, the internet sales are not that big of a deal. Let's not try to hurt this new burgeoning technology. Well, nobody thinks that anymore. Online sales last Cyber Monday were about $1.25 billion, and online shopping just only increases.
So states obviously have been complaining about this now, as you write. California, Texas, and Pennsylvania, people who buy online there are going to be automatically charged the state sales tax after they check out on Amazon.com at the sales point on your computer. Are these states doing this because they're claiming that Amazon has a physical presence? That seems to be the sticking point. What's a physical presence?
That's exactly right. In California, Amazon has a company. It has these things called marketing affiliates. They may be fishing around for what might qualify as a physical presence. Is it that a person sitting in California has a blog where they have links to Amazon? Does that count as a physical presence? Mm. Do they have an office? What's happening in a lot of states, Amazon is negotiating directly with state officials. You give us a break in terms of building a distribution center, and we will start collecting sales tax in a year or 2 years. A lot of people feel like Amazon's really got a bigger plan, which is basically to be the number one retailer in the U.S., cyber and not cyber, you know, all across. But it needs to improve its distribution. It needs to be everywhere to be the fastest, the cheapest option for people.
Well, here in Massachusetts last week, the governor said he wants to have a sales tax on Amazon purchases by next year because he points to the fact that they bought a technology firm in Massachusetts and they've been recruiting engineers for a new office in the Cambridge area. That is a presence in the state. So the debate goes on over what exactly constitutes a presence. Meanwhile, retailers have been trying to fight back, maybe with, as you say, they're keeping in mind that Amazon is going to ultimately become both retailer and online. What are some of the things retailers are doing to try to undercut Amazon?
What they are doing is taking some of what Amazon has innovated on, which is quick delivery, also buying something online quickly where the inventory is super deep, and then picking it up at a local store. So you might buy something on Best Buy and then drive down to the store and it's there. So it's combining the online and the real experience that they're working on. They're not making a big deal of the lack of sales tax. However, Best Buy told me that they have already seen a benefit in states where Amazon's collecting sales tax. They think they've seen their sales go up.
Meantime, there's been a push to have a federal internet sales tax. These states are acting because they're tired of waiting for an across-the-board federal internet sales tax. What's the sense that that might come?
Congress has been interested in this idea for a very long time, maybe a decade, and it's definitely picked up speed in the past maybe year. The idea is to allow states who have sales tax to then require their online retailers to collect. And Amazon, I should say, is a supporter of a federal online sales tax bill.
As opposed to the state to state. Well, what kind of money are we talking about here? Steve Grossman, state treasurer here in Massachusetts, writes in an op-ed that there's about $335 million in sales tax revenues, both online and other remote sales, telephone orders, catalog shopping, that the state loses. So how much does California think that it's going to collect in revenue?
They expect to collect $173 million in 2012-13 fiscal year and as much as $250 million next fiscal year.
Michelle Quinn of Politico on the fact that, yes, this is Cyber Monday, but for many states, you are now going to pay sales tax on what you purchase online. Michelle, thanks so much.
Thank you.
So our Goody Two Shoes colleague, Kathleen McKenna, reminds us every year that she pays taxes on her online purchases on a return. Do you? Are you thinking of starting in case more states crack down? Let us know. Hereandnow.org. Back in 30 seconds, here and now.